Shalom to all. Today's off is our Shana Daf Yud Gimel. We are starting Yud Beis Amud Beis near the bottom at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's off is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Shar Bas Biyakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we can discovering the whole procedure of how to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. And so we have Edim that need to come to Bezin to testify. Says the Mishnah, Ein Makir Noisai. If Bezin doesn't recognize this aid that's coming to testify, Meshalchan Imay Acher LeIdai. So they, meaning the Bezin of his town, send another person along with him to give Edus about him. Don't worry, this fellow's kosher. You could believe him. You could trust him. Now, Barshain originally, you accept the Ezer Chodesh from everyone, and a person who came to Bezin in Yerushalayim, even though he wasn't recognized by them, didn't need somebody to say, don't worry, he's an okay fellow. It was only Mishikil Kol Aminim, once the Aminim started messing things up, which we're going to see in the Gemara, what that's referring to, is Kin Yerushalayim Mekablin El Menah Makirin, so they made a takana, they were only allowed to accept Eidos from Makirin, from people we recognize. Another din is Barshan originally, Hayumasin Masuais, they would do Masuais, which is a whole torch waving ceremony that we're going to be learning about in a different Mishnah, which is a very handy and easy way of notifying everyone when Rosh Chodesh was. However, Mishkegel Akusim, once the Kusim started ruining things, so then they just made Takana, the Shluchim would go out and actually physically travel to all different cities to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was. Says the Gemara, in Makirno Sevechulu, Yud Gimel Raf on the top, Amrav Yonar Yonar tells us, Hachid Surcha Misni, this is really what the Mishnah should have said, meaning this is the proper order. Bari Shaina, originally, they would accept Ezech Chodesh from everyone, and it was only then, it made Makirno Sevechulu, if they didn't recognize him, the Bezin would send somebody of his town to give Eidos that this fellow is okay. In other words, Rabbi Yonah is saying that our Mishnah is out of order. Our Rabbi Yosef says, "Afilik Masi Sanasehi." We can even explain it the way it's written in our Mishnah, namely, "Em Ena Makir Noisai Mshachin Ima Acher LaIdai." If the Bezin Yerushalayim is not going to recognize him, so then the Bezin of his town has to send somebody along with him to say, "Don't worry, he's okay." And Lama, why is that? Shebari Shainoi Mekalbon Esach Hashem Kol Adam. It's because they used to accept Esach Hashem from everyone, and then once Minim started messing things up, so we have to make sure that we recognize him. And here the Gemara asks, "If Eid Echon Hemon, one aid is believed, we know that we always need two aidim to testify about something. How could it be that one aide is coming to Bezin Yerushalayim and saying, don't worry, this fellow is giving Eidos, he's okay, I know him. And the answer is an expression, Mishalcha Nasun Lecha, they're giving to you that which is yours. In other words, Bidin Haya Shalai Yutzrichim Eidim. Really, Al Pi Ikra Din, they don't need Eidim at all to testify that this one who's giving Eidos HaChodesh is a good fellow. Vehein Amru, but they, the Chamim, said, Shiyutzrichim Eidim, that we do need Eidim, and Vehein Amru, so they also said, Eidach HaNemon, that one aide's believed. And that's understanding of Mishalcha Nasun Lecha. In other words, the whole thing is they were the ones who decided in the first place that we have to have Edim to confirm that this fellow who's giving Eidos of Kesha Chodesh is good and trustworthy. And so since they were the ones who made the Takana in the first place, they were also able to say that it only needs to be one aid and not two Edim. Sadly, there's another question. Eid Echad Maushe Namun Kishnaim. What about one aid? Could he be believed as two? And we clarify, hey Chavida, what's this referring to? So let's say, Hayu Shnaim, two Edim are coming to Bezdin. Echad HaKomakir Noisai. One of them, everybody knows him, so we don't have to have somebody testifying about him that he's okay and he's trustworthy. But the echad in Adam Makirai, the other aide who's giving aid for Kesha Chodesh, nobody knows him except that Chaveirai Makirai, his friend knows him. I mean, we have Reuven and Shimon coming to give aid to Chodesh. Reuven, everybody knows, so he's fine. We don't have to have testimony about him. But Shimon, nobody knows. The only one who knows Shimon is Reuven. The question is Reuven allowed to give aidus about Shimon? That don't worry, Shimon's a trustworthy fellow. You can believe him. And here we have an important gersa insertion. The Gemara tells us Nishmina Adal. Let's learn from the following. This has to do with kiyum of a shtar. We know that when a shtar comes to Bezdin, let's say it says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. So we have to be Mekayim the Shtar. We have to make sure that it's valid and that it's not a big forgery. How do we do that? So we're Mekayim the signatures. The Edim that are signed on the Shtar, we confirm that these are their signatures. So there's two different ways of doing that. Either we could have the Edim themselves coming to Bezin. For example, Beryl and Shmerel are signed on the Shtar. So if Beryl and Shmerel come themselves to say, yeah, this is my signature, so that's fine. That's a great Kiyum. If we don't have the Edim themselves, we can bring other Edim to testify about these signatures. Now here's a key difference. When the Edim themselves are coming to testify by their own signature, all we need is one person, the aid himself. Just Beryl for his signature, and just Shmerel for his signature. But when we don't have the aidim themselves, so then we have to have two aidim per signature. And here's the case we're bringing up, and this is still part of the gears insertion. Hayu shnayim, we have two people. Echon makir ksav yadoi, one person recognizes his own ksav, that would be Beryl. He's in Bezdin, he knows it's his ksav yad. Uksav yad chaveroi, and he also knows his friend's ksav. He knows that this is Shmerel's signature. Bav echad, in regards to the other signature, in adam akiroi, nobody knows it. So the question is, Chaveiroi Maushe Itztarif Im Echad Min Ashok Lehayid Alav. Could his friend, meaning could Beryl, who's currently located in Bezdin right now, could he join up with somebody else and testify by Shmerel's signature? As Reb Ze'era quotes Reb Chana B'Shem Rav, that no, Him and another person are not allowed to join together to give testimony about the second aid signature. And that's because 3/4 of the money written in the shtar are coming from one person. How does it work? As we had said, the shtar tells us that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Now, Beryl's coming to Beis Din saying, yes, this is my signature. So that means 50% of the money is coming based off of Beryl. Now, when Beryl's joining forces with another person saying that this is Shmerel's signature, another 25% of the money of this shtar is coming based off of what Beryl said. So it means we have an unfair balance over here. 75% of the money is coming based off Beryl's word. The other 25% is coming based off of this other random aid's word. And we know that it has to be even. That's what we have two aidim for, not just one aid or 3/4 and 1/4. And therefore, this doesn't work. Zigmar suggests differently. It's only necessary regarding the following. What about the following case? We have two aidim. One, everybody recognizes his ksav. Let's just say that's Beryl. So we don't need Beryl to come and say, yes, this is my signature. Everybody knows that he signed it. However, regarding the other signature, Shmerel, and other Makiroi, people don't recognize it. However, Chaver Makiroi, Beryl, he does recognize it. The question is, Chaver Mashiasa Ke'echon Menashuk Lahaydalov, could Beryl now come along and give Eidos for Shmerel's signature? And over here, since we don't need Beryl to testify about his own signature, as we just said, everybody knows Beryl's signature, so maybe this case does work. Says the Gemara, Gilgamesh is on top. That can't be, because Imkain, if so, and Im says, Kol Eidos Miskemes Be'ed Echad, turns out that all of the Eidos is coming from one aid, from Beryl, and therefore we're not able to become a kind of shtar like that, and for sure it would be the same thing by Eidos HaChodesh, that when we have two Eidim coming to Beis Din, one of them is known, and the other one is not, the first one is not able to testify about the second one, because it's going to turn out that all of Eidos HaChodesh is really coming from one aid, and we need two Eidim. And Aro Yudin Rudin says, V'yos, this is 100% true, because Ilu Shnaim Shatsum Ira Chasru B'Gayim K'Gayin Hadasu Sisa. Let's say we have two fellows who are coming from a city that the majority of people who live here are Gayim, such as a city called Susisa. And that means that anyone coming from a city does not have a Cheskas Kashrus. We can't trust him because maybe he's a guy. However, of the two people that are coming out of the city, Echad Akom Makir Nosei Shu Yisrael, one person, everybody knows that he's a Yid. But Echad Ein Ad Makiroi, the other fellow coming, nobody knows if he's a Yid or a guy. However, Chaver Makiroi, his friend, meaning the one that everybody knows, he recognizes the one who's along with him. As a Chaver Mashiasa Ke'echad Min Ashuk Lahayid Alav is his friend, meaning the known Yid. Can we view him as a random person from the marketplace and trust him to give Eidos about his sidekick that he's a Yid? If you're going to say that, wouldn't it turn out that all the Eidos is being mekayim based off of really one person? Here too, meaning in any situation where one aid is giving testimony about the second aid that he's an okay fellow, that just turns out that all the Eidos is being mekayim from one person, and therefore he's not a valid person to testify that the other aid is okay. And we continue the discussion of believing one aid. The Muna, the pointed one, would tell them, go out and see if it's time for shechita. This we're referring to Yom Kippur morning. The Kohen Gadol and a number of people as well were awake the whole night, and they were waiting for the first rays to pop forth in the morning to be able to shech the carbon tamid so they could start the whole busy Yom Kippur avodah. And so the Muna, the pointed Kohen, would tell them, go outside and see if it's time for shechita. Is it light enough? So if it was proper time, Haraya, the lookout, Aimer, he would say, Burke. And the question is, Mao Burke, what does that mean, Burke? And the answer is, Barekes, which is basically the same word. It basically means that there's a ray of light that has shone forth. And Taman Amri over there, they said that Barak Barka, that's a lashon that was used, and what does this mean? Anhar Minahara, that the light is shining forth. And the bottom line of bringing this whole thing is the Gemara's question, one aid is believed. We're talking about Shechting the Carbon Tamid on Yom Kippur, and you're going to believe one person to tell us that it's light enough outside? The answer is yes. Shani Yachal, this case is different. And here's an important girsa switch, She'at Yachal Lamed Olav, because we're able to be Oimid on him, meaning we could check out his words and see if he's lying to us. We could simply go outside ourselves to see if it's light enough, and therefore we don't have to suspect that he's lying. That's why we could trust him. As we're of Chashlemer, one we suspect to say that Adahu Alul Venafak Himinaro. That maybe when the person goes out to check, by then it's going to be light and it's going to turn out that he lied to us. In other words, maybe the person who told us that it was light the first time, really it wasn't light and he was lying. And even if we're going to send somebody to check, perhaps he told us this right before it became light. So by the time this fellow went outside to check, by then it did become light. But again, that means the first time that we were told that it was light outside, it really wasn't. So how could we trust the fellow? And the answer is Chakima Himelsa. This is something that we'd be able to tell, meaning when a person goes outside to check to really see if it's light outside, because we don't believe the first fellow who told us, if it had just become light then, he's going to know that, and he's going to realize that the first person told an untruth, and therefore, since the whole thing has a system of checks and balances, we're able to trust the first person. Here we have a similar discussion, Amar Eid Echad Noilet Ish Pleni B'Shabbos. If one aid said that this fellow was born on Shabbos, Malanoy Sal Piv, so we'll give the fellow Bris Milah on the next Shabbos based off of that one person. Furthermore, Chashech HaMatzei Shabbos, Metaltalan Al Piv, we take out the word Oysoy. If somebody says that it's dark Matzei Shabbos, so then we can carry based off what he's saying. And if Ami Matatal Puma Dimal Yusa, Rav Ami, he would carry Matzah Shabbos and Shosh Rabim based off of those women who went to go fill up water and they said that it's Matzah Shabbos. And Rav Matanya, Matatal Ali Verisa de Zara, Rav Matanya, he would carry based off of the farmer's words of this place called Zara, even though they weren't trustworthy people. They said Shabbos is over, and we can trust them. And it all fits under the same category because it's very easily checkable. We can just go see ourselves. And so therefore, this is something we could believe them in. Furthermore, Rav Imi, Ma Alpi Nashim de Amron, Shim Shabbos Al Susisa, Rav Imi would give a child a bris milah on Shabbos based off of women who told him that when this child was born the previous Shabbos, the sun was still shining over the place called Susisa, which means the sun had not yet set and was still Shabbos. As we see that in such case, all these people, either an Eid Echad or even a woman, has an Emanus. Now going back to our discussion where we had said, a person comes to Bezin, he's unknown, they don't know if he's trustworthy, so the Bezin of his town sends somebody else with him to testify that he's an okay fellow. Ask the Gemara, Makiroi Makirov Ma'ul Chalanas HaShabbos. What about the person who's going to give testimony that this fellow is okay? Is he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? We know from previous Mishnayos that the aid himself who's going to give aid about Kishah Chodesh, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But what about the aid that's coming along with him to testify that he's okay and that you could trust him? Is he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? And the answer is Mishnah Min Adol. Learn from the following. Amar Reb Noiroi Ben Shunya, that's a proper Girsa. Ma'aseh She'irati Lohayit Al Eid Echad B'Usha. There's a story that I went down on Shabbos to give Eidos regarding one aid in Usha, and V'lo Yitzrichim Li, they really didn't need me. Al Ila Bikashi L'Hak Pnei Chaverai, I sought out an excuse to be able to say Shalom Aleichem to my friends. And so we see from here that the person who's going to give Eidos, that the aid of Kiddush HaChodesh is trustworthy, he's also allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.